From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Mohammed Jawad has spent almost all of his teenage years at Guantanamo. Now he's a few weeks from leaving the prison camp. In a Washington courtroom today, a judge said Jawad's seven-year imprisonment is illegal. NPR's Ari Shapiro was at the hearing, and he has this report.
Judge Ellen Huvel called the case of Mohammed Jawad a horribly long and tortured history. He was picked up in Afghanistan in 2002. No one knows how old he was, maybe as young as 12. His lawyers say he has grown 5 inches during his time behind bars. He was accused of throwing a grenade and wounding Americans. But the case ran into trouble early on. A judge said Jawad's confessions were obtained through torture and threw them out. Jawad's military prosecutor, Lieutenant Colonel Daryl Vandeveld, became so disillusioned with the prosecution that he resigned and became a defense witness. Vandeveld wrote, "There is no credible evidence or legal basis to justify Mr. Jawad's detention." He said, "Holding Mr. Jawad for over 6 years, with no resolution of his case and with no terminus in sight, is something beyond a travesty." This morning, Judge Ellen Huvel agreed. She has clearly run out of patience with the government. When Justice Department attorney Ian Gershengorn rose to speak, Huvel asked, "Have you decided to be reasonable?" Gershengorn replied, "Yes, Your Honor." Huvel said, "It's taken a while." In a long speech, Huvel excoriated the government for the way it has handled this and other Guantanamo cases. She said, "One arm of the government appears not to know what the other arm is doing. That's not acceptable." She went on, "There's a consistent pattern by the government that predates this administration but continues, saying, 'We need more time. We need more time.'" 6 years after detainees first arrived at Guantanamo, the courts were told to process these cases quickly. Huvel said, "If the government would move quickly, we could. But instead, there are delays at every turn." Today, she granted the government's request for one final 3-week delay. The first week is to work out a deal with Afghanistan's government to send Jawad home. 2 more weeks are because Congress requires 2 weeks' notice before any detainee is transferred out of Guantanamo. Jawad's lawyer, Major David Fracht, quipped, "Mohammed Jawad's status at this point is congressional prisoner. He is basically a prisoner of Congress." Fracht said he believes the 2-week notification rule is unconstitutional, but he won't challenge it because he doesn't want to slow things down more. Standing on the steps of the courthouse after the hearing, Fracht called Judge Huvel's order to release his client a staggering victory.
"This is the first detainee who was charged, actually charged in the military commissions, who was on the verge of trial and is now to be released."
The government lawyers did not speak to reporters. There is one more catch. The Justice Department has agreed not to hold Jawad in military custody, but they might still charge him as a civilian. That would mean bringing him to the U.S. and putting him on trial. At today's hearing, Judge Huvel urged the government not to go that route. She said there are issues about a speedy trial and Jawad's mental competency. Huvel told the government lawyer she would be happy to discuss those concerns with the attorney general and added, "Enough has been imposed on this young man to date." A civilian trial would have to take place in the United States. Congress requires 45 days' notice before any detainee is brought to the U.S., and Jawad must be freed from Guantanamo in 21 days. So if the government does charge him, it's not exactly clear where he'd go in the meantime. His lawyers said they hope not to cross that bridge. They're meeting with justice officials tomorrow and will try to make the case that prosecution is not warranted. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.